Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. With its unveiling of transformational diplomacy, the U.S. Department of State has charted a bold new course in U.S. diplomacy, a course that rests on working with U.S. partners around the world to build and sustain democratic, well-governed states using America's diplomatic power and resources to help people across the globe better their own futures, build their own nations, and thrive under an umbrella of security and peace. Supporting this ambitious approach seems no small feat. With us this morning to discuss his Bureau's efforts in support of transformational diplomacy is our very special guest, Raj Chellaraj, Assistant Secretary of State for Administration at the U.S. Department of State. Good morning, Raj.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
And joining us in our conversation is Bonnie Glick, Project Executive at IBM. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning.
Raj, most of our listeners are probably familiar with the Department of State as the diplomatic arm of the U.S. government. But perhaps you could give us a sense of the State Department and its history. When was it created and how has its mission evolved over time?
Surely. The State Department was the first federal agency created in 1789. Thomas Jefferson was our first Secretary of State. It is the lead U.S. foreign affairs agency. Currently, Secretary Rice has defined transformational diplomacy in this way. It is to work with our many partners around the world to build and sustain democratic, well-governed states that will respond to the needs of their people and conduct them responsibly in the international system. That means all of us need to think about how we are doing business and adapt and change to meet these new priorities. Here are some current initiatives under the leadership of management's Undersecretary for. One, provide buildings and administrative infrastructure to 38 agencies overseas. Maintain American presence with over 260 embassies and consulates, utilizing technology with virtual posts that can be accessed from anywhere in real time. Help to ensure secure borders and provide a dignified welcome to visitors.
Raj, obviously this is an extremely broad mission. Can you give us a sense of the scale at the Department of State? How is it organized? Can you give us a sense of the budget, the number of full-time employees, and its geographic footprint?
There are nearly 57,000 employees worldwide. Nearly 45,000 of them are overseas. Over 7,500 Americans proudly call the State Department home who are overseas, and 37,000 locally engaged employees. There are more than 260 posts in 189 countries and also in the United States. The State Department's appropriation for the past several fiscal years has been roughly $30 billion per year and includes both state operations and foreign assistance. The FY 2008 request is about 11% increase, and it's around $36 billion.
Now that you've provided us with a sense of the larger organization, maybe you could tell us more about your specific area and your specific role within the department. What are your responsibilities and duties as the Assistant Secretary of State for Administration? Could you tell us a little bit about the areas under your purview, how your area is organized, the size of your staff and your budget? Also, given the Bureau has responsibility for both overseas and domestic operations, can you give us a sense of how you balance limited resources between domestic and overseas operations?
Wow, there are a number of questions in that one question. So let me just at least highlight the key areas. Some departments, as you know and our listeners know, have offices. Our department has bureaus. So the Bureau of Administration provides global administrative support for the people and programs of America's diplomacy. We are proud that our work supports every foreign policy initiative, every employee and family member, and every agency that's involved in foreign affairs activities. The A Bureau is one of the department's most diverse and dynamic organizations. The A Bureau budget is approximately, I would say, $600 million with over 2,000 employees in over 30 offices. The Bureau's mission is making diplomacy work. And when I joined the Bureau, I added the word better, making diplomacy work better. One of my priorities and our priorities in our Bureau is customer service and satisfaction. Our Bureau programs and services are very varied. Let me just highlight on some of them. One, domestic real property and facilities management. We do procurement, roughly $5 billion or so a year, and that's a billion with a B. Supply and transportation, diplomatic pouch and mail services, official records, publishing, library services, language services, setting allowance rates for U.S. government personnel assigned abroad, and that's a fairly key one, as you can imagine, overseeing safety and occupational health matters, small disadvantaged business utilization, support for both White House travel abroad and special conferences called by the President and Secretary of State. We also do direct services to the public and other government agencies. These include authenticating documents used abroad for legal and business purposes, responding to requests under the Freedom of Information and Privacy Acts, printing official publications, codifying policies into department regulations, designing, publishing, and maintaining the department's electronic forms, processing all department public notices for publications in the Federal Register. And the list goes on.
The list does appear to go on. You're quite right when you say the responsibilities of the A Bureau are very varied. Regarding those responsibilities and duties, what would you say are the top three challenges that you face in your position, and how have you addressed those challenges?
Surely. There are many challenges just based on the types of things we do. And frankly, we look at challenges as also as opportunities to see how we can improve overall customer satisfaction. Let me give you three specific ones. Firstly, our posts are scattered throughout the world in different working environments with different technological capabilities and operating constraints. And so you can imagine the issues associated with that. Secondly, in addition, emergency or crisis situations arise, as was the case when the war broke out in Lebanon last summer. We provided the logistics support, ships, planes, not quite cars, but vans and buses for safe passage of American citizens, 15,000 of them approximately, out of harm's way. By having sound and well-thought-out management processes in place, we are able to respond to these types of unexpected situations quickly and effectively. Thirdly, it is really difficult to predict where the next challenge will arise. So we have our antennas and radar up and be very vigilant in terms of where the next challenge will come from.
Raj, I want to switch gears a little bit here and talk about you. You've had obviously a very diverse background, starting in the private sector and now migrating over to various roles within government. I'm curious, how did you begin your career?
Surely. I immigrated to the United States with a bachelor's degree in engineering and a couple of dollars. I realized very soon after I got here that the American education, the critical thinking, was a great equalizer. And so I went to school, and did this a few times. And I moved from the focused field of engineering to the broader issues of public policy. The early days were simply tough, but I struggled and survived. And career-wise, I moved between private sector and government many times. And I would encourage your listeners out there who are considering public sector career and an opportunity to come contribute in the government to consider doing that. And over the last 25 years, this is my fourth agency in government, and this has been a real tremendous opportunity, and I will always come back when President calls, when the Secretary of State calls, or when I'm called upon to serve the country.
That's fantastic. So with these various experiences, both in the commercial sector as well as now in government, I'm curious, how have these experiences shaped and informed your current leadership style, and how are you applying those experiences to your current role?
I have handled and or been responsible for most of the functions that are currently in the Bureau of Administration in my prior life, prior career, either in government or in the private sector. And I really believe good management transcends both the public and the private sectors. And let me give you an example here. Take procurement, for example. In government, you have the Federal Acquisition Regulations, known as FAR, which I'm sure our listeners are familiar with. In the private sector, it's not too different. There's what is called DOAG. There are always all these acronyms, and essentially DOAG is Delegation of Authority Guide. And the principles are essentially the same. In areas like procurement, you want to have the proper checks and balances, the internal controls, and who can sign up to what limits. And the principles are the same. People generally say, when I'm in the government or the private sector, and I hear this in government a lot, we are a really unique organization. We are different, not really sure whether something will work. And what I really look for is commonalities and similarities and how we can improve processes to be more effective.
So even though the core missions are different, many of the core fundamentals are really the same between the commercial and the public sector.
That's absolutely true.
How is state administering its resources in more efficient ways? We will ask Raj Chelaraj, Assistant Secretary of State for Administration at the U.S. Department of State, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.